Lavati's trauma teams had turned two of the guest suites into sick bays. In one, Sirkin lay attached to more tubes and wires than she had arms and legs. Beside her on a stretcher, Lady Cecilia lay on her side holding Sirkin's hand. Across that room, two of the less critically wounded were dozing, their bandages making humps and lumps under the bedclothes. Her employer looked only slightly better than Sirkin, pale and exhausted.
Lady Cecilia.
I told you.
You did, and you were right. I'm very sorry. I should have listened to you.
If I could talk, damn it.
I know. You have so much to say. And your people died, too. Must be much worse for you.
Don't we all die?
So did I for a while there. Let me tell you what happened.
Harris outlined the events and then waited for Cecilia's response.
Damn lucky.
It's not over. We have to get you all to Guerny. We have to get you home safely and survive whatever's going on. And find out who's doing it and why.
Lorenza Torinos. Remember?
I will. But you're going to be able to give your own testimony.
The Guerny Republic's customs were as quick and capable with incoming medical emergencies as with casual trade. Harris requested the fastest possible incoming lane. Customs sent an escort alongside to do a close-up scan.
You've been here before. Your references are good. You're cleared with the usual warnings.
Thanks. What about a medical shuttle from the station?
We'll arrange it. Actually, trauma cases may not need to go downside. We have major medical available on all stations. We normally handle everything on station, unless that facility is full. Saves transport stress and time.
Harris was impressed all over again. It made sense, but in Familia's space, most stations transferred serious trauma down to the planet. She had heard it explained as being more cost-effective, but the Guernesi were supposed to be the galaxy experts on cost-effectiveness. When they arrived at the station, medical teams awaited them dockside, and the casualties were transferred quickly to the station trauma center. Cecilia would be shuttled down to the neuromedical center later. She had agreed to have Mahari and Janice escort her there. Harris would stay up at the station until Sirkin was out of danger. As soon as she had arranged a private shuttle for Cecilia, her surviving attendants, and her bodyguards, Harris went to the station hospital.
Just barely in time. That artificial blood substitute saved her, but you really pushed its limits. Should have been using exterior gas exchange as well. I'm surprised your doctors didn't.
Harris decided not to explain the limits of transferring medical equipment between ships in deep space while in hostile territory.
When they finished packing up on our ship, maybe they'll talk to you about it.
And we have a newer substitute with a better performance you might want to consider stocking. A license to manufacture would be available through our medical technology exports office.
When can I see our casualties? Especially Brigdis Sirkin.
The two worst, not for at least 2 days. They'll have 2 long sessions in regen, but they need transfusions first. The other 3 will be out of the regen tanks in another 6 hours, so any time after that...
Harris went back to the yacht and found that Lavati's teams had scoured the areas they'd been using. These now smelled like any sick bay. But one of them stopped her in the midst of her thanks.
What's this, Captain?
The woman held up an unmistakable cockroach egg case. Harris had a sudden vision of being detained forever on a charge of importing illegal biologicals.
An egg case. We had to evacuate Lady Cecilia from Rotterdam in haste. We had no time for proper disinfection procedures, and she was living at a training stable.
I presume you disinfected the ship.
Oh, yes. I can't be sure we got them all, but we'll do it again. It was on my schedule, but then we came out of jump in the wrong place.
Oh, of course. I'd forgotten about Lady Cecilia's luggage, and from a stable yard. It's just that contamination from vermin is a serious problem.
You don't know the half of it.
At least they'd found an egg case and not one of the albino cockroaches. She wasn't about to tell this starchy person about the cockroach colonies down in Ponix.
They were telling me in the hospital here that they have a newer, more efficient oxygen exchange fluid for blood replacement.
Really? Expensive?
They said something about a license to manufacture. If you found something the fleet wanted to use, it might make your time here worthwhile.
Certainly. Thanks. I'll just get the team together.
Sirkin was asleep, curled on her side like a child, when Harris arrived. She looked perfectly healthy, with color in her cheeks again, and no obvious bandages. Harris had made herself visit Cecilia's attendant first, though she didn't know the man at all. Now she sat beside the bed and waited for Sirkin to wake. Once an attendant peeked in, jotted down some numbers off the monitor above the bed, smiled at Harris, and went back out. Harris dozed off, waking when Sirkin stirred.
Captain!
You're almost recovered, they tell me. I'm sorry. All of us are. We should have trusted you.
I don't know. I didn't trust myself. And I don't know how she could. She had been on your ship.
Don't worry about her. Let's talk about you. You know Lady Cecilia stood by you all along.
Yes. She came to my cabin. And she said she knew it wasn't my fault.
She'd like you to stay with us, Brig. Though no one will blame you if you don't. We all want you to.
You're sure?
Of course. I can make stupid mistakes, but I can also admit them. It wasn't your fault. You did good work and someone else messed it up. You'll do good work again. It's more a matter of whether you trust us, if you're sure of us.
I want to. I like you.
That almost childlike admission struck Harris to the core. She could have cried.
You were all so good when Amelie died. Even Lord Thornbuckle's daughter.
Even? Brune's a remarkable young woman, if she did happen to be born rich. She liked you. I dare say if she'd been aboard, she'd have chewed my ears about you and made a dent in my suspicions.
I really like her.
Sirkin flushed. Harris mentally rolled her eyes.
Youngsters.
Meharry had told her privately that Brigdis and Brune were likely to go overboard. Clearly Sirkin had. But they'd have to work that out. She never interfered in her crew members' romantic entanglements unless it endangered the ship. This wouldn't.
One of us will be by every shift until you're out of here. You're under guard because we still don't know how much trouble we face, but you can call the ship any time you're concerned. I've got to go down and see how Lady Cecilia's coming along.
Thank you.
Completely awake now, Sirkin had begun to regain that sparkle she'd had at first. Harris wondered again if she would be able to afford rejuvenation someday, and what her employer would think about it. Cecilia had had reports sent up to Harris, encouraging reports on the whole. Harris didn't entirely understand the medical terminology. Levati's medical teams might have helped interpret, except that they were spending all their time in the station hospital. The receptionist recognized her now and gave her Cecilia's room number. When she came out of the lift on that floor, Meharry was stretched out in the visitor's lounge.
How is she?
Better you should see her. We're taking alternate shifts now. Arcadi's in the visitor's hostel.
Sirkin's doing well. She's staying with us.
She's a sweet kid. Almost too sweet for her own good. I think that's what made me so mad. I liked her so much, and she was so good, and then... You know, if Skoda had been anything but a bland nothing, I'd have figured it out.
So we look out for bland nothings. See you after I talk to Lady Cecilia.
You'll be surprised.
Harris worried all the way down the corridor. The bright floral prints and soft carpet did nothing to reassure her. She found the number.
Come in.
Perhaps a nurse was with her. Even more worried, Harris pushed the door open. The large room opened onto an atrium filled with flowering plants and ferns. Across an expanse of apricot carpet, a woman in a green silk robe stood by a table set for a meal. The woman couldn't be Cecilia, Harris realized after a startled glance. She was only in her 40s, and although she was tall and lean, she had not a single strand of gray in her red hair. It must be the wrong room. Harris turned to look at the room number. Harris felt that chuckle as a blow to the heart.
It is... But how...
Do come in and shut the door. That's better.
Cecilia gestured to the chairs by the table.
Here, sit down. You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
I'm not sure...
Cecilia sat down herself and grinned at Harris.
Vanity has its uses, you know. I decided to take advantage of it.
But you said you'd never go through rejuve.
If you'd asked me, I'd have said I'd never be poisoned by that wretched Lorenza. Here, have a cup of broth. They have quite good food here.
Harris opened her mouth to say she wasn't hungry, and realized she was. And her employer was looking at her with a wicked gleam in her eyes.
It was vanity that saved me, actually. And now I'll have to confess it, and you'll laugh at me.
No, I won't. I'm too glad to have you alive. And by the way, thanks for saving us from that mess on the ship.
I only wish I'd done a better job of it. But let me tell you, you remember how smug I was about taking no medicines and refusing rejuve?
Yes.
Well, I was lying. To everyone and to myself. There was this preparation. Herbal stuff. Lots of women used it, and none of us considered it medicinal, exactly. Or cosmetic, exactly. I thought of it as a kind of tonic. Of course, I knew my skin was smoother, and I felt better, but I didn't consider what it really was.
And it was...
I was so arrogant about drugs, it never occurred to me that many of them come from herbs, plants, that I was taking quite a solid dose of bioactive chemicals that functioned in some ways like the rejuvenation chemicals. So there I was, smugly certain that I wasn't like those others, the ones I despised, and in fact I was. I must have known. I didn't tell anyone I took it, not even my maid, and certainly not anyone medical. My doctor just thought I had naturally good genes, which I do, but not that good.